Page 20. Is hiring your mom a risky business? When it comes to hiring a new employee, many entrepreneurs are turning to the person they trust most, mom. As controller, Nikki Simon has significant responsibilities at Scottsdale, Arizona, commercial real estate firm SI. She handles financial matters, helps with human resources, and works on real estate deals. In addition, she has one more vital company role. She gave birth to the founder. Shortly after launching his firm in 2010, Joshua Simon hired his mom as a full-time employee. There is no bond stronger than a mother to their child, so I have the best person at the helm where the money is, said Joshua. I know she's always looking out for my best interests. Whether it's bringing on a bookkeeper, board member, or top manager, many entrepreneurs have turned to a very familiar resource, their mothers. Book publisher Jay Nadeau hired her mother, Marie, as an editor. Construction company owner Matthias Williams employed his mother, Rose, as manager. And graphics design firm owner Faith Ammon has mom, Linda, handle bookkeeping and promotional product sales. Benefits and risks. In hiring their moms, founders often gain much more than an able-bodied worker, said Wayne Rivers, president of consulting firm The Family Business Institute. They also reap loyalty, honest feedback, and an often mature perspective, as well as an employee they can trust with office keys, bank account passwords, and company secrets. Yet working with any close relative can be treacherous territory, say family business experts. When in a professional relationship with a parent, sibling, cousin, or other kin, problems can easily permeate off-duty family time. Childhood insecurities can arise during business meetings. And when a mother is an employee of her son or daughter, that presents unique challenges. Children stop being children at some point, but parents never stop being parents, said Rivers. There's also the chance that a parent will bristle at being told what to do. Mom and dad aren't always so good at taking instruction or orders from their children, Rivers said. In addition, the salary situation often becomes a sticky subject. Some moms want to work for free while a child wants to pay them. In other cases, a mother may want a raise, but her child might not have the funds to give her that salary boost. For the child, it can sometimes be awkward to manage the person who raised them. Faith Ammon, founder of graphics design firm Frecklefoot Creative, has worked with mom Linda for about 6 years, but says she still feels guilty when she criticizes her for such actions as being a little heavy-handed in emails to clients who owe money. For her part, Linda works to keep her maternal urges in check. I try not to be a mom, she said. I try to be a colleague, but every once in a while, that mom comes out. Moms need training, too. Williams, owner of Macbeth Construction in Sunrise, Florida, made a surprising discovery after hiring his mother to manage his company while he was overseas. She was fallible. I thought my mom was Superwoman, and that she would take care of everything, he said. But the first week I had her in the business, we lost tons of money. His mother, Rose, is intelligent and had professional experience in the construction industry, so he figured that she would just come in and take the reins and not need any instruction. He quickly realized that she needed guidance. Discuss expectations ahead of time. Williams' initial assumption That things would just work out is fairly common in this situation, says family business consultant Rivers. Often, a child has so much confidence in a mom, they don't treat her like a new employee. With family, there is that bond of trust, Rivers said. You may not have a job description for mom, or you may not make mom's boundaries really clear. The key to making this arrangement work is to have frank discussions about goals, compensation, work hours, and even if a mother should be called mom or by her first name in the office, say family business experts. It can feel uncomfortable discussing expectations and consequences because you're talking about a role reversal, said Andrew Kite, executive director of Loyola University Chicago's Family Business Center. But a game plan can help save a personal relationship if the business relationship falters, he said. Forming a deeper bond. While there can be inherent stress in these mom-child working situations, the benefits can also be big, said Kite. Hiring your mother can be something that brings you closer, he said. You're interacting as adults and getting closer and deeper on an emotional level. Construction company owner Williams says that by working with his mother, they were able to form a stronger bond. In spending more time together, he learned about his mother's personal life, her siblings, and her past professional growth. I realized after hiring her that I really didn't know much about my mom, he said. I learned to value her as a person and not just as my mom. Something else happened. She got to learn about me, he added. She was a great mom, but she really didn't know what I did or a lot about me personally. Since then, my mom and I have been more friends as opposed to just mother and son. Vocabulary focus. At the helm. Able-bodied. Treacherous. Permeate. Bristle. Sticky. Heavy-handed. Fallible. Take the reins. Falter. Inherent.